Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. I want to talk to you today about something. As the new year is approaching, I want to talk to you about your identity in Christ. And I think this is a very, very, very important part of where we're at in the body of Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, in the New King James Version, it says, "In Him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." Now we see here that after you heard, you trusted the gospel of Jesus Christ, you believed, and you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. Now let's go to Romans chapter 6, verse 16. "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether sin leading to death or obedience leading to righteousness?" Now, if you read this, it looks like by doing right, you become righteous. It looks like that there's sins that don't lead to death. And the Bible does say that there's sins that don't lead to death. But obedience does not lead to righteousness. You and I are made righteous because of the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "Him who knew no sin became sin that you and I might become the righteousness of God." Now in John chapter 4 verse 24 it says, "God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." Now I want to stop right there just a minute, because I think there's some misinterpretations when things are said, and I think there's some misunderstanding. We are a spirit. We possess a soul and we live in a body. So I'm a spirit being. I'm more spiritual than I am physical. I want to make this very plain today. When you go to celebrate somebody's life at their ceasing to exist, you see the body laying there, but you don't see the spirit and you don't see the soul. Because the spirit and the soul is really who we are. Our soul is made up of our mind, our will, and our emotions. Our spirit is the part of us that were born into earth, and we were born into sin because of Adam's sin. But because of Jesus Christ, you and I have been made righteous because of the blood of the Lamb. Now, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, the scripture says this, "Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God." Now, I want you to get this. The Bible is saying that if we've been born of God, we do not sin. Now you say, "Well, wait a minute, Pastor. I make mistakes in my flesh." This is not talking about your flesh. This is talking about your spirit, man. Once you got born again, your spirit has never sinned again. It's never made another mistake. Because the Bible said in the rest of that scripture, "For his seed remains in him." Now me and you, according to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, we're born of an incorruptible seed. That's a seed that cannot die. So as long as that seed remains in us, he cannot sin because he's been born of God. Now that looks like that you and I are sinless. And in a text, we really are. Then you go to 1 John chapter 1 verse 10. It says, "If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and the word is not in us." So it looks like there's a contradiction there. But one of them is talking about the spirit and one of them is talking about the flesh. You got to understand that once you became born again, your spirit has never sinned again. So when you begin to focus on your sin, you give it power. Focus on a problem never stops the problem. It just increases the problem. So as you and I begin that we're born of God, we're no longer sinners in our spirit. That's why we're a spirit being more than we are a physical being. We're a spirit being. We possess a soul, a mind, a will, and emotions, and we are made up of a body. So we got to understand Jesus came to earth, put his spirit inside, took on flesh, dwelt among men full of truth and full of grace. He was absolutely perfect because of the way he was born. Now me and you are absolutely perfect, not in our flesh, but in our spirit, the real us. So if we can obtain this ministry, and the Bible said in Hebrews 8 and 10, "For I will be merciful," 8 and 12, "I will be merciful to your unrighteousness and their sins and their lawless deeds. I will remember no more." So we see here that because of him, we've been made righteous. We've been made whole. We've been made upright. So when God looks down, he sees us absolutely perfect. Because Hebrews 10:14 said, with one offering, he has forever perfected those that are being sanctified. That's me and you. So we see here that according to Romans chapter 6, verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but you're under grace. What a magnificent thing to know today, that I'm no longer a sinner. I'm not sin conscious all the time. That the real me, my spirit being, is born again, full of the revelation of who God is. I have the wisdom of God. I have the knowledge of God. And I use my mouth to create everything that I want to create in my life. So we see that now the covenant of the new covenant has been placed upon better promises. And because of that, you and I can rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ and recognize that our identity is in Christ, the hope of glory. So if you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at hfchurch7@gmail.com. And remember, this is the beauty of grace.